a bit lucky, unfortunately, boy. If his next level gets fireball. Groot, your character.
No, we can just have the wizard's balance supervise what he spontaneously learns and writes into the spell book. Fireball, slap!
No. Wizard person.
Don't know how short a sentence it is to get fireball out.
Kabooey!
Yes, fair.
Perhaps it's just the word boom.
Yeah.
I like kabooey though.
Kabooey.
Perhaps it's a sneeze.
Kabooey's a strange word, I'm afraid. Sounds like something you do in Japan.
Kabooey.
Like kabuki.
Yes. Like kabuki man. Yes.
Kabuki.
No.
Ah, Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD.
I've got that on DVD, it's fantastic.
You
have some very strange things.
It's a trauma film. I know. It's a man with a kabuki mask on that
it's
can fight.
Inherited
it's a form of Japanese
stylized Japanese theater.
Where they wear masks. Have you seen the masks that are
white and black.
And a bit of red?
Is it masks? I thought they were actually paint.
Well, they are. But the idea is it's done like a big porcelain face. Yeah.
It's different to no theater where they also wear masks.
Yeah. No theatre.
And you go,
where are you going? No theatre. Yes, where are you going? No theatre.
Yeah.
No. Do you like theatre? No theatre.
No theatre.
No theatre.
Anyway, Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD, is fairly good.
Is it not very good?
My DVD collection is strange. You should have seen my VHS tape collection.
Oh. Well done. It's looking like you're in for a lucky day over there.
Yeah. Excellent.
Ooh. Out of my 5 sample rolls, I have not rolled a single double digit.
Woo!
Just keep that.
Your sample rolls.
My sample rolls.
Okay. I have the new one for that.
You have what, my love?
Oh, yes. I have brought Demonic's version of Map B. Area B. Unfortunately, it's not quite yet complete. Some of the room features are still on. Unlike Map A, where he removed every single room feature, he hasn't quite got around to doing that yet, but he says he may well do yet.
After a room on notice anyway for about 6 weeks.
Yes.
Have you tried the AEG? Download for that.
Yes.
What a mile.
What?
That.
That map.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they are.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
One per map.
No, one map.
Map.
Oh, everything. It's a low res one at 3.5 megs.
Awful.
Yeah, that was just a taster. Mm-hmm. I thought that was supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's like, look, he's a
well, they've released them all, haven't they, through the allegedly official fan site.
Official, unofficial
fan site that seems to have
been quiet through something. Well, they go through periods of action and quiet and stuff like that.
Action.
We don't.
We're better.
We just go through. We are machines of industry on the web.
It's all good. Right, before we begin, I have a number of. I forgot what the gentleman's name is. I have had a donation, but I can't remember. Brad. Yes, Brad. Brad is his name.
Brad Nelson?
Brad Nelson, thank you. And an anonymous, yet another anonymous caller, and Tom. So I was also done it. Anyway.
Oh!
Yes, we're doing quite well, about halfway there.
Yes, Mr. Bedlam. Tom Bedlam.
Oh, Tom Bedlam, he visits my Cthulhu site, he's a nice guy.
And anonymous.
Anonymous
users. So that's 3 so far this month, which is very kind
that's
as well.
Very nice of you. It helps with bandwidth, Bill.
It does, it'll probably help with getting the technicians in to fix current problems. Ooh!
There's no problem there.
No, it won't, it doesn't take long. It's a transfer.
I'm sure the problem will be fixed by about a fortnight by now.
Yes, it's true actually. at least. Well, this is currently being number 12, having just put up number 9, due to put up number 10 soon. So, all good. It's all foreshadowing. On the forums, feel free to foreshadow.
If only we could remember what to foreshadow.
There are certain sneaky devils, demonics, who has already downloaded number 10.
Well, that's because it's very easy to work out the file name.
Because it is. He's worked out the file name and downloaded it, I would suggest. I uploaded it before I went down to Dragon Meet, but didn't actually connect it to the site. But a number of persons have managed to find it and download it.
I don't understand why you... I'm not even going to...
You don't understand what?
I'm not even going
to
go there.
Go on in the map, don't you? That would be a help.
How do we get it?
Well, you've got your map.
Now, unfortunately, I didn't have time this week to do my usual cunning plan, so...
You have a cunning plan?
Yeah.
I can't remember what the hell.
No idea what we're doing.
You haven't pre-listened.
Due to certain things like work and stuff.
Oh, I can't remember. It won't work on my
computer. No, it won't currently behave, so...
It'll be fine in the end.
Can you just access the actual file over the network?
Yes, that could work. You could actually just access the file to my computer.
Yeah, well, that would indicate that I actually want to listen to myself.
Yeah.
You get used to yourself after a while.
Is it
I got something back from somebody saying I sounded appalling. Who was that? I can't remember.
What, we sounded appalling? Or you
no, said? No, someone online. There's one of the people on that the panel from Dragon Meat. He says, oh my goodness, I just listened to it and I sound awful.
Oh, that's Jakob.
It was Jakob
Klunder. He thinks he sounds like Lars Nielsen.
That was right.
Ulrich.
No, Lars Ulrich.
Larsen, yeah.
Lars Ulrich.
Lars Ulrich, that's right.
Lars Ulrich.
I get all the Lars
and Ulrich.
I do, I'm going to try and take
it. It could be worse things to sound like the drummer in Metallica, but there you go. If you're that rich.
True.
Spill it.
Oh, it's backwards, stupid key ring.
Where did we get up to last week?
We got up to room
E9.
E9? B. Wish you're in E9.
Yeah, that'll fiddle people up. Head back into E. That'll screw the maps up. B9. Giant wolves, now I remember.
Yes, that was right.
Large.
Yes, I'm very sorry. The description says the wolves were large. And they are. Technically, according to the rules.
It's huge!
Technically, according to the rules, the wolves are large.
Technically.
Well, you're medium, and they were large. So when he said large, it actually meant large. As in, the rules large.
As in, all capital letters.
Not as in, the wolves are quite big for wolves. It meant the wolves are actually large.
More like a large Labrador. The size of horses.
Well, yeah.
Before we start...
Even a beefy Alsatian. But a horse.
Yeah. Can we aim to finish not far away from 10:30? Because by the time it's all loaded and stuff, and you're at work at 7 and I'm exhausted from yesterday.
I'm at work at 7 o'clock, which is a bit...
I'll be happy. Yes, I'll be happy. Yes, that's a bit shorter anyway.
It's not really shorter if we can... Is this actually 2.5 hours?
We're much earlier. If we can actually start, then, yeah.
Yeah, we actually start. We've been called 4 hours, bizarre.
Well, you know, it's a bit hit and miss, really, isn't it, with the length and all? As with so much in life.
Very funny.
Boom, boom.
You sound bitter, Hal.
No.
I've been told I'm not to be mean to him anymore.
Yeah, yeah, you've got to be lovely nice to me. No, you're not lovely nice, of course. I'm looking forward to Christmas.
It's okay.
You bought me lots of good presents, I saw here.
Right, yeah. And you've been spreading rumours on the internet.
I got you lots of goodly presents, you can see them, they're on eBay.
Oh!
This one was yours, and this.
Bid
for your own Christmas
gift. See, eBay are in some weird competition where if you can find the little chest, you can win all kinds of shiny prizes. Mm. I think it's Coin UK or whatever it is.
Is that for far, people with far too much time on their hands?
Yeah, it's currently the one I looked at, I sort of stumbled through, but it's on the front page apparently. The current clue is mistletoe. And somewhere within eBay listings, that's a clue to finding an item.
So it's not going to be as simple as typing in the word mistletoe.
Hell no.
No.
It could be anything, is the problem.
Yes.
And the idea, then they release sort of subtle clues to follow it, and every hour it changes.
Why is kind of
set? And what do you get for this?
Currently
Sony
it's a
Vio
that was yesterday, it was a Sony Vio laptop. Today it's a Bose surround sound TV entertainment shiny system.
I think you'll find it through sheer luck then, because unless you've got...
apparently there is a logical method, because it shows you how
much time you're going to spend.
Well, that's the thing, I mean, you know, if I found it earlier, I may have prospered a bit an hour away on it. Lindsay's good at that sort of stuff.
Am I?
Yes. I bet you can find it if you look.
I'm not looking
there. Anyway, so you, I believe, rested in room B9, which was the room with the wolves.
We certainly did. We skinned them, and I took them apart for parts.
Yes.
So I'll take some fangs.
Room B9 is currently... Room B9 is that room in the...
I don't know what you're talking about. I did not get fallen over or anything.
Northeast room there, just above the large room with mirrors.
So can I get some, like, wolf fangs and stuff?
If you like.
Chuk, 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 thank you very much. Don't make a do. Your eyeball.
Yeah.
Probably big enough for the kobold to use as a dagger.
I know.
That would be cool.
The halfling then. Would you like a wolf and a wolf to canine dagger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rip it out. Yeah, poke somebody with that. It'll do.
Thank you.
Oakley Cookley. What are you doing now?
The next morning.
Do we need to recover?
I don't know. Were you resting or were you not?
I don't know. If we were.
I think we were severely hit, weren't we?
I don't know. Resting
on that, but I don't know. We'll think back together.
The half orc was well done. It wasn't that badly done, was it?
I can't.
Oh, yes, he did take.
Yes, I think he was quite resoundingly nipped at.
Nipped.
Well,
snipped.
27.
Snitched.
Because these people are back up to.
I'm back up to my full hit points by the look of it.
These people whose names we can't remember, Slift and Top Flip Flip.
Calhis and Slifts.
What session number is this?
This is session 12.
Is it? No, mm-hmm. So it is.
Yeah. Session 12.
Just checking.
I wonder where your life's going, man. Yeah.
Well, I know where at least 30-odd hours of it have gone.
Yes, we have the proof for that.
Guess what? I break up on Friday.
Animal bars! Again, I bring a Nestle product to the table.
Have you not even married a year?
We haven't been married a year. We've married...
Said
so
you haven't even
been
married yet.
Sorry.
Anyway, some of the animal bars only come in fours.
Dungeon on.
There are five of us. Who would like an animal bar?
Oh, I'm alright, thanks.
That's easily solved.
You'd like one?
Yes, please.
Here we are.
Animal bar, buy.
You can't buy them, they're by evil Nestle.
Well, yes. I didn't buy them, so that's okay.
I did, because I love animal bars. My granny used to buy me animal bars. I used to eat them on Fridays when I went round to my fish and chips after college.
That's why there are a few animals in the world.
Who've we got? Oh, there's a puzzle. Nestle. How many flowers can you find in the jungle? Well, looking at this fantastic picture, I suggest 7.
They're not animal crackers, they're animal bars.
We have festive animal crackers when we were in London.
Possibly,
yes. We left them for our room.
I have Mickey Monkey and Lucy Leopard.
What a Mickey Monkey and Lucy Leopard.
I've got the lion together. And the remains of a deer, but not much. So.
Wow, that's a hard puzzle.
I killed Bambi's mother!
Manny!
Manny. Leon.
Surely Mickey should be a mouse.
So we'll all just sit here quietly munching on food, shall we?
I have Iggy Iguana and Percy Parrot.
I love animal bars.
You never had one before.
You're
not having that part of the world.
You ever had those little animal crackers?
Oh, England.
Well, like
animal biscuits.
Yeah, animal biscuits. Mm. I have a story about that. About animal biscuits.
Is it short and mildly entertaining?
It's quite short and quite entertaining. Apparently it was told to me by a girl that was on excavation with me in Malham. And apparently when she was a kid of about 8 or 9, she had this box of animal biscuits, you know, the half-coated chocolate animal shapes. And she put them on the table, and she opened the box, and she poured them out onto the table to see what she had. She spread them all out, and then she started reading the box. And on the back of the box, it said, "Do not eat if seal broken." And apparently she spent about 15, 20 minutes trying to persuade herself that it wasn't a seal. But apparently the ball on its nose and everything gave it away, so she binned a lot of them.
That's like a variant of the version you've told me, as in she seems to be about 12 years younger.
Well...
So, I'm not quite sure I believe you now.
No, it's still the same story.
If seal broken.
It's one of those urban myths, isn't it?
No, that was told to me first. Ask Neil, he was there.
Direct experience from someone you met once.
Yeah, anyway, this game on.
There?
Yes, it was the same one that Keith was there. He wasn't hiding in the wardrobe.
The perils of archaeological excavation.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Cave archaeology will
make
it.
I'm taking a leaf out of your book. I buy a book on eBay for £2. It's worth £45 on Amazon.
Yes.
I would sell it.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
Hey, you can still do stuff for you. Get it.
That one. Now I've got. I've put a bid in.
What is it? £7,000,000,000. Won't be released until it's finished, so you can talk about it.
No, I put in a bid. There's quite a good bid.
Are you currently the winner?
Yes, I'm currently the winner at $18.
When does it finish?
A week away. Wow. It's a bit close to Christmas for most people's life.
Oh, yeah. Tell me that with $1 more than you.
You sigh!
Is it going to fly? How many pieces of dot matrix printed paper is that?
I don't know, it's about 5, I think. Something like that.
So currently you're in room B9. It's called Direwolf Den.
I put in a massive number by accident and then had to retract the bid.
I've never done that, but I'm always very, very cautious.
I did that with, that's a bit, whoops, so I had to retract it and then put in another bid.
How massive? Several hundred.
Yes. So I went, whoops! So I took that back.
Actually, I did that when I first started bidding on eBay, because the place where I was working, when we put a mountain in pounds, we didn't put the decimal places in. And I got into the habit. So instead of bidding £15, I was willing to pay up to
£15. But you can retract it and say, whoops, sorry, that is the wrong number. But luckily I got paid for doing that Unspeakable Vault of Doom thing recently.
Cool.
And the fact that the exchange rate is most favourable at the moment.
Yes.
Means that I can afford to bid.
In dollars?
It's in dollars.
Yes, that's alright.
And I got paid in euros, which is even better. So,
oh, really?
Yes.
Pretty good.
And it worked out quite nicely. Anyway, not in America, right? He says, no. He says, oh, right, yeah, I'm in the UK. He says, oh, well, that it was for dollars, we'll just change it to euros. And that worked out a lot better for me, I can tell
what,
you.
Rather than, why don't you just change pounds?
Because they are German.
Anyway. Oh, so they're working in euros anyway.
They're working in euros anyway, and their invoices have to be in euros for their own purposes. So
oh, that's right.
I've been paid in euros.
Well, we can use euros.
No, it converts to dollars and pounds in the end through PayPal. So.
Can you actually pay in England with euros, yeah?
Yes, technically, I believe you can.
Some places you can.
Mm-hmm. So I've seen the price in euros on
technically, I believe it is legal currency currently. You can actually come over from, say, France and pay in euros, which generally a southern thing at the moment.
Some of the big stores in the south will accept euros. Yeah. But I didn't know if that was the.
I think Marks Spencer do as well.
Might well do.
Well, I've seen other people's coupons.
Well, I've seen those, the little E for euros on a lot of clothes now. Because you look at it and you look at the price on something and you think, 500, and it's actually not because it's the euros.
Yeah, but they also have
they're not quite expensive then, whatever you're looking
at. That was a bad example.
Well, they do have a 500 euro note, don't they? But flip a neck!
Wow.
It's like a 300 pound note.
Is it pink?
I don't know.
I like the euro Australian money that you can walk.
It's a kind of
monopoly money.
Yeah. Oh, pink. Anyway, dungeon on. Wolves dead.
Yes. Wolves are dead. You're currently in this room here.
B9. There are
two doors to the east.
We're all dressed in pink.
That you have not yet gone through. There is a door to the west that leads back to the room of mirrors, which has myriad doors exiting it.
Myriad doors.
Uh-huh. Pick thy direction, ladies and gentlemen. Or are you ready? Did you say you rested or what have you?
I don't know. I seem to have gone through a lot of spells.
So you should be resting.
And these people are.
I don't think you're actually wretched.
If I don't rest, I don't get no spells back.
You said wretched.
I don't think we've been only wretched since you came
I think I've got pretty wiped out of spells. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
well. Rest.
You rest.
You cast spells. The problem with Wizards the spell casters is like, oh, you go for 2 hours, you use spells, you have to rest again. You know.
Yeah. We could risk going forward, but then.
We might die.
Fighters, they can just hack and slay all day long.
You did pretty good for XP last game, I'd like to say. You did alright.
Did? Surprised?
We all got 1150 each, that's not bad.
Yes. And that's really being divided by 2 million.
Are you still bitter because you have hired help?
Oh no, hired help is not the word!
Hired help doesn't cost you any experience.
Yeah. This is leech. You walk over that way and we'll look over here. Run away! Okay.
They're very helpful.
Really?
Yes.
As we rest, everyone gets double their things back.
Okay.
My heal check's been good.
Excellent.
Okay, you rest.
There is a new dawn in the dungeon.
Is everyone happily healed?
Yes.
Very good.
There will be.
Yay!
Game on. Where are you heading? Doors to the east. There are two, one to the north and one to the south. Which I assume you closed while you rested.
Yes,
we
did.
Whereabouts are we? May you point to
you're here,
actually, without your head being in the way.
Can you just write there?
Okay.
That one there?
That's room A9, which is
B9.
Dire Wolf Den.
B9.
My goodness, I do apologise. B9.
See, I always thought that was called Map A, but I saw it in the shop and it's Map
Aid.
Because the way you say it, I thought it was a Map A.
I saw it today as well.
It's pretty
cool.
It's
only £3.99.
I'm going to have to buy one.
And they have different heads on for different shaped things. I just picked this one because it was most pointy.
What, you have a bag of heads, basically?
Yeah, you get a bag of heads with it, so.
That's very cool. Useful for wargaming. Yeah.
The ones that say happy birthday and no smoking are probably less useful for
We could all get one and just be really, really confusing.
You guys decide while I go and talk to my mistress.
Hello, Alan.
You're a mistress?
Yeah. I'll tell
them what
you want.
Yeah. Right. Where are you heading? You have your new map. So you can have a look
at all. I assume.
You going through the door north?
Yes.
The northern of the two doors. This is fine. You open the door. It leads to a corridor. Which extends
somewhere. You
can look, yes. Somewhere to the west, before bending to the south and ending in a door.
We should listen at this door, if you
I have something to tell you before that.
Ooh.
A splintered wooden door blocks the entrance to this room. So you see, this entire level's written in a different way to area.
Do different people write?
Yes. Tell by the descriptions. From behind it, you can hear a quarrel in a foul tongue. Something yells, and a loud crash reverberates throughout the hall.
Alright, which foul tongue? We probably speak it.
Which foul tongue?
Orcish, abyssal.
Giant goblin.
You're look now, aren't you? Oh, lord.
We find out which speaks.
So we went to the trouble of making sure we didn't...
You covered a good amount of languages between you all,
languages.
So.
We've only got one common language between us, that being common.
Common, yeah.
Looking. Languages. Where are my languages?
Which they don't have in America.
Mm-hmm.
Peach snaps.
They speak goblin.
Woohoo!
The foul tongue is goblin. They seem to be arguing.
Over?
Can't really tell.
Possibly food, you think?
Okay. Not even a goblin there.
It's quite a loud argument. You think they haven't heard you because they're
goblin, shouting. They're evil. Let's kill
them. Maybe they're having an argument and we should go in and be nice
perhaps
to them.
They're just... Yes, exactly.
Maybe it's a male one. Maybe it's a man one and he's beating his wife. We should just stop him.
Oh, he could go and have a look.
Okay. I agree.
Said the door splintered. Is there any holes you can see through?
Not really. It's quite broken in the doorway. Let's say it's quite... It's knackered.
It's knackered and going to make a hell of a lot of noise when we go through it.
It may well do, yes.
But it's trapped.
I knew there was a reason I had dice. Ooh.
Is it?
Is it sent at search, isn't it?
Yes, search.
23.
You don't think this door is trapped?
See, I'm having visions of big rocks falling on my head again. I will search
again. You're
probably
having nightmares about that for quite
just
some time.
Just to be sure.
You're searching again. But you don't know how well you serve. This is the order of the stick bab, this is.
Yeah? Girl.
You don't think the door is trapped.
Okay.
As a professional in the art of moving quietly, you think that it would be difficult to move this door silently.
Let's not bother then.
You could give it a go, you think, in the sense that you would have to request it would require a move silently check to remove them to move this door quietly.
I'll try it.
Alright, and if it makes any noise, I'm going to barrel through and smack anything that's...
So move like silently?
Mm-hmm.
Barrel through and ask it politely if they'll surrender to us.
Okay. 24.
Maybe a second, solution check. Right, so now you need to make me a strength check, please, to actually do the job. You're quiet, but can you move the door?
Oh, no.
How'd you do?
Well, depends what I have to add to it. Do I add my...
Your strength bonus.
Your strength bonus of nothing.
So, minus one, so that's three then.
You're minus one.
You're minus one.
You're zero strength. I thought you voted off.
Oh, I might have done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they increase every day.
Okay.
They get rid of
they were negatives, weren't they, from the nasty evils. Sorry about that. Right.
I'm back from my husbandly duties.
You managed to lift the door.
Once again, it's not taking you terribly long.
The door silently. However, you can't move it. It's very stiff. You think it requires a bit more strength. You quietly lower the door to the ground.
I'm a girl, I can't do it all.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, are you a fifth level goblin?
We've got some arguing goblin voices through this door.
It's a
shattered, damaged, splintered wooden door.
We can't see through it.
We could open it and say, hello, we want to be friends. And then when they got...
I think we should do that.
We can chop them into little pieces.
I think we should do that.
Definitely.
What are you doing? I don't want to make friends with them as long as they don't join the bloody party.
I can't move the door though because it's too heavy.
What are you many dark people already?
I shall open the door.
How are you going to open the door?
I'm going to push the door open.
Are you making any attempt at silence?
Is that any attempt at silence?
Why not?
Dot, dot, dot.
Give it a go.
Let's see. What do I have? Oh, I've actually got two.
It moves silently.
No, well,
not that it matters.
Eight. No.
Eight. Right. They hear you, but go on. Move the door. Move your strength check.
Hello.
19.
You kick the door in.
Boom! You know, that'll be why I failed at moving it silently.
Three furry goblinoids point and shout at one another, obviously engaged in a heated debate.
Hey!
As the door flies in, they stop and stare at you, weapons drawn.
Hello.
The creatures are muscular and brutish, each standing about 7 feet tall.
Ah! Well, I thought they were short little baggers! 7 feet?
Coarse hair covers their bodies, and chipped and
crooked
fangs protrude from their snarling mouths, The largest spits as he screams at the smallest, who apparently isn't backing down.
I'm using my knowledge of engineering to see if I can identify
them. All around the room, debris and broken wood make the stone floor nearly impossible to see.
Knowledge of engineering?
Give it a go.
Are they dungeon monsters? Everything is.
Yes, they're a dungeon
monster. All right, 20.
It's a bugbear.
They're bugbears!
I'm glad you had that knowledge of engineering, otherwise we would have remained ignorant of what they were.
I always come in handy, the dwarf.
Hello, can we help you?
They're moving towards you.
I think the weapon's drawn might be a clue.
They seem quite surprised by your violent entrance.
Well, it's a smashed door anyway.
It wasn't that violent. I was trying to open it silently.
I know.
With your foot?
Yes, you quietly place your foot on it and shove.
Oh, it's a room.
Look, you could have had it done silently by someone who couldn't move the door, or me.
Who moves the door, but not so... Options! That's all it is. You could have very strong...
I think that one's called Choice Hobson's, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, absolutely.
Hobson's Options.
Yes. This is a big room.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Wow. We can set up shop here. What's the room number of Bugbear room?
B10.
B10. Oh, that's nice and logical.
Yes. You seem to be working through this in chronological order at the moment. Numerical order. Chronological. Maybe chronological. I would write it from the start to the end, so it makes sense. Probably chronological.
Start off with room 1.
Put yourselves at the door. Right, whoever kicked it in first, please. And I need some beastosauruses, Mr. Steve. Thank you for the box.
I have a big box of beasties in there, of all shapes and sizes. All the way up to
pretty good
size.
You'll do. We'll do that.
Buggy bear.
7 foot, is that medium or
they're medium sized.
I'm not sure I agree with these new classifications of size, to be honest.
Why? Got to stop somewhere, and he'll do it.
Large bloody wolves, indeed.
They're pretty good. They were standing having an argument, but now they're turned to face you.
Look, we've got lots of these things as well.
That seems pretty reasonable.
Are they orcs?
They're orcs. From the box set thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Initiative then, kids. No one surprised anyone else. Everyone knew we were there.
Good roll.
Nice.
And the dwarf comes in a bit slower.
I'll have two beasties, please. I'll have the guy with the guy at the front there. He's slightly larger, the largest of them. He's a separate. He's a separate initiative. Ooh, initiative. Ooh, that's 13 for the larger one, and the two smaller ones go on 8. Sorry, they came out of Steve's box. One much politer way of putting it.
Pilot.
22.
Oh, what flavour are they?
Oh, they're yummy.
BBQ.
Texas barbecue.
Can I get used to the flavour?
I know, we haven't.
And mighty 11 for the dwarf.
Good. 19 for me.
Pungly.
Kind of strikes the
22 for me, right?
Back to the lightning.
Oh, natural 20, baby.
Who goes first, you or me?
Me. Oh, you do.
Thanks, that's fine.
You know, it took me many months to work out what her name actually sounded like. Failing. You always keep failing the roles.
You haven't just got that, have you?
No, I got it about 2 weeks ago.
That's alright then.
I wasn't that slow.
Okay.
Only took you slightly over 2 months.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing, love?
Sharp as a stick, me.
Can you talk as an action?
Yes, free action.
Free action.
I'll talk to Bastion. What shall I do?
Kill them all.
Is this the point where Bastion can't talk back at his action?
Yeah, I can't say
it. No, that's a bit mean.
Talking is
free.
We're both going,
makes it far more cinematic if talking is free. You have a huge, long soliloquy of doom.
Kill them all.
What should I do? I don't know what to do. I'm scared. But
if they attack you, hit them back. If not, we'll try and talk it out.
If it's not us, you just hit them. It's quite simple.
But my gods might not like it.
Well, I don't hear any complaining right now, Lassie.
You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah.
My god will like it. You can worship my god. He's good.
Okay.
Well, largely good. Well, he likes hitting things.
Oh, I've got that sword thing where I don't hurt anybody. Oh, that's fine. Stupid.
Yeah.
Just rub out that conversation.
Rewind.
Run in and beat them unconscious. You know you want to. They're only about twice.
Natural one. Was that you charging in?
That was me. Oh, yeah, shit.
Where are you running?
Yeah.
That was a roll to hit.
Yeah,
who are you running?
I'd have to tumble through.
No, I was going to step past Bastion.
Yeah.
Well, you'd step.
Good charge!
You'd there.
Oh, crap.
Gives you
I don't
two.
Want to do that, but I've already rolled.
No. Well, you
can't do that.
You'd have to step in.
Oh, yeah. Can't.
And then move.
I'm going
to try. Can I rewind
you
my
get
to
him.
Whole...
You can get to him.
Can I rewind my whole turn and start again?
What are you going to do? Start by moving before
yeah,
you attack.
Okay, I'll move to just inside the room, and then I'll fire something.
You're standing there and shooting.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fire away.
Shooting it.
Putting yourself right in front for the charge of the bugbear.
A brave, brave halfling.
Yeah, the bugbears aren't going until next week, though.
A mighty improvement of 3.
13.
You missed. Who's next?
Me.
Go.
Oh, step into the halfling.
Yeah, very good.
Brave, brave bastion. Hang on, guys. Hang on, guys.
Very good.
You're going to talk to them? Oh, no. Cover your ears.
Yeah. And I'll ready an action to hit someone if he tries to hit me.
Very good. Right, who's next?
Groot.
Groot, what are you doing?
Groot.
The thought processes are working his way through his skull.
He said not to hit him, but they got weapons.
Charge!
Which one are you charging? The large one at the front?
Big guy right at the front in front of me.
Yep. There we are.
Charge. Charging was had by all. What'd you get?
Oh, that's not very good, Dad.
You're getting that ready.
22.
Surprisingly, 22 will hit.
Yeah, but it's not very good. I only rolled a 9.
Surprisingly. I only rolled a 9. You're disgustingly bad as a fighter. You're a disgustingly good fighter.
Yeah.
Go
just
on.
The 8.
Just the 8?
I only rolled 2.
I'm disgusted.
Wait until next level and I specialise with this bastard.
Who's next?
Big Monster.
Big Monster. Big Monster, surprisingly, goes to hit Groot with his Morning Star.
Morning.
Oh, wow, they're good at attacking, aren't they? 17. It hits you.
Ooh,
big bonus. Goes for damage.
What?
8 points of damage in return.
Crunch!
So now, if
blow for blow.
If Garou retracts his 8 points, does he get the other 8 points?
Yeah, it works like that.
Do they cancel each other out?
What's next?
No, Balazar.
What are you talking about?
Balazar.
Balazar is toying with the fireball template. But he might save it.
Balazar loves the fireball template far too much when there's only 3 monsters in the room.
It's a new spell! Everybody just learned it in my mind. It's just so lovely. I love fireball.
And you can get all 3 of them.
Yes, I know. But it might be a bit of an overkill if it's 3 bugbears.
Nicely not mixed in.
It may be a bit of overkill.
Then again, it might be just right kind of kill.
Just enough kill.
Just enough kill. I think actually, I will bugbears. What level are they likely to be?
You don't know. Surprisingly, not no understanding what the hell.
Engineering. I'm going to sleep.
How tough are they?
I'll sleep one of them.
Wait, which one? Pick a target. You're picking
the one with the laser light on it. That one.
Is that the one next to Garut? It's fighting Garut.
This one.
This guy at the back.
This one.
One of the smaller ones.
Yes.
Yep. Casting sleep.
Whoosh! Say goodbye.
Four dice worth.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
That one falls asleep.
Stunk! Ha ha!
Very good.
I knew my old jokes would do it.
Who's next?
Oh, hang on. These people, yeah.
What? My fault as well. Let's just say they go after whatever.
Yeah.
So they go in line like that.
It'll be
the next dude.
The next monster.
He charges Garou.
This one?
Yeah.
Can he? He can't. He's only 5 feet. Can't charge him.
Well, alright. He moves in to hit. Sorry. Charge in a more, in a less than ruly sense. Which one? Calhiss.
No.
Boyict.
Yeah.
What is it? May I have the last animal bar if I split it with you, Hal?
Yes, baby, of course you may. You can have the animal of your choice. 16.
No.
Oh.
Yes, he
will.
Oh.
Because he charges around, doesn't he?
Oh, flash.
Oh,
they've done the flower one twice.
That's another 6 for you then, from another morning star smack in the mouth.
Ooh, dear.
They have morning stars?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought they were bears.
Bugbears.
Yeah.
Would you like a picture?
They're a type of goblin-eyed.
Oh.
Not related to bears.
Bears.
Well,
or
bugs. They're furry like bears.
Not like bugs, though.
They look like this.
Oh,
they're 7 feet
crap.
Tall.
There we are.
Wow! Good job in charge.
I have a severe problem with personal hygiene.
Well, you would get a bonus because you're
Nicole. Nicole.
Bears are really
Nicole, who have I got? I have got Leo the Lion.
I have Fiona Thorn.
That's who you ate, without realising.
This poor Fiona the Thorn.
It's Calvus.
Swallowed whole by the dwarf.
Calvus will move into the room.
Excuse me, come in.
I think one of the bugbears has only beaten
Mr. Sandman. He's ready to go for next round.
Mm-hmm. And then it's Boink.
Boink it. That's far too many people.
Can we change his name? He can do something if he moves to there. Or do you want to move somewhere else?
Oh no, that'll do. He can
pretty damn, there's too many
people. He can shoot that last one. He'll shoot a magic missile at the little one.
Okay.
That's 5-7 points of damage from Boyk on the little one.
Stink! Ouch!
Says the little one.
You. And then it's slip.
When I say little one, he's still 7 feet tall.
Oh!
And it just moves into the room, covers the door and faces outwards.
Did you actually do anything when you came into the room?
I cast a sleep spell. Oh, yeah, why that spell. Guy there is flat on his face.
That's not much fun, is it?
Way back.
I will...
Eat some chocolate and then think.
Chocolate helps the brain work.
Not in the right ways for D&D. That requires caffeine.
There's caffeine and chocolate.
Mm. Not enough.
I shall move. So I'm in a position to go here. Maybe.
Wherever that is.
Go move all the way to the head. Shoot on the side of the head.
I'll do that.
You can tumble through them all and attack
some more.
No, I can't.
Go, tumbleina.
What should I do?
It's up to you. You have free will.
Tumble and flank him.
Do what you think is best.
I have tired will.
You have tired will.
I want to get behind them and backstab them. But it all seems such a scary chore to do.
If you move to there, which you can do, you'll need to make a tumble check to get past him.
Okay. Mm. I don't think you can really fail it. Unless you get a roll of wire.
That's a massive roll. Yeah.
That's fine. You can get
you tumble. You know, flank. You left flank the small one.
One.
You
so
get
I
plus two and your backstab damage. Who's in the middle?
Oh god. So do I need to roll to hit first?
Yes.
Oh crap.
No freebies here. With your sword.
11.
Plus two.
12,
13. 13 tall. You miss.
Here I am.
Who's next?
My plus one d6 when active for the merciful. That's
it's that, damage.
That's all damage, isn't yeah. It? I thought it was. Just checking. Well, at which point I step up and attack this one.
Oh! Combat! Same one that's failing to attack it from behind.
Yeah. But hey.
How'd you do? Well, you've got a stupid instinctive bonus of doom, haven't you?
Yeah, 18.
You hit.
Woof! I think Bastion's the most improved character from first level.
1 point of damage.
Yes, but he hits, but he does nothing.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He has no strength. He basically uses his wisdom to hit instinctively.
Wisdom.
But.
Wisdom to heal them with his hitting stick.
Yes. Who's next?
Garut.
Garut goes for the attack.
Garut has a plan. It's simple and effective.
We'll see how effective it is.
22.
Are you double attacking, by the way?
Yes.
Yes, that hits.
D20 is all about combat.
Yes.
Well. It is. Do you want me to read it to you? It's such a deal.
12 points of damage.
Oh, my lord.
I quote from the battle box.
That's not official.
The D20 system is, at its heart, focused on combat. The first sentence.
Just 15. That misses, unfortunately. Look at that.
M1.
Monster 1. He's feeling a bit chonky, but he's going to have a good Groot. Goes for it. He's swinging. He misses very badly.
Ooh, lucky.
Who's next?
Balazar.
So many choices. I'll magic missile the... Very tight fit, but I could do it.
Look, yes. Just move around the side.
Yeah.
Move the Balazar to a point where he can see something.
Yeah,
I can see through that one.
Yeah, I'm going to do this one. I can see from there. Look, line of sight with the laser.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, look, it's glowing on both of them. Therefore, it's just line of sight.
We'll let you off.
Just I knew was making that one.
I want to kill the
I am doing. I am doing that one. I'm doing that one that's facing Bastion.
Ickle
and the one that Phelan's got from behind. He's getting triple whammy from three directions.
Go on, then.
I'm going to put my pointy stick of it.
I'm afraid the privilege of mercy is actually a blunt stick.
Two, four, 8 points of damage.
Ouch, it's
Monster two.
So feeling a bit shirty. It's going to go for Groot again.
Oh.
17.
Yes.
Groot. Yes, my snake says
6
yes.
points of damage.
You need some better armor.
Maybe I can shoot Sneaky at it.
I'm trained.
It's not currently barbarian.
We have to wait till you gain 11 and can get some points of animal training.
Okay. Well, what would my
until you're the high priest of the serpent god, it's very difficult to do that.
Kallis.
Kallis moves slightly to the left and fires into combat.
Oh, because he doesn't care.
Nope.
Or he might have.
He hits. Ooh, that's good.
Who does he hit? Hmm?
He hits the target.
It's D10 for his book.
Can't remember
what it's
D10. D8.
D8 plus 2.
Yeah, his bow's pretty comp, actually. He's not crap. He's composite.
It's a mighty bow composite plus 2.
Oh, he under 3 points of damage over.
It's like nick of the ear.
It teeters, but doesn't fall.
Did you shoot the little one as well?
No, he shot the big one.
Bastard.
It's mine!
Then it's Boyect.
Boyect steps into the room, a little back next to Kallis. Well, he's
makes
for a while. Realising that the spell is almost in hand, he doesn't bother with anything.
Mm-hmm. Slith?
Keeps watching the corridor.
Mm-hmm.
Slith I can deal with.
That's it at the back again.
Hit again.
Cocked.
Same thing. 17. No. Do I get the extra 2 again?
Hit plus 2.
Yeah, 17.
Do you hit?
Okay, please tell me what damage I'm doing.
A billion. I think you've all done.
Okay.
Deal 4 plus 1 plus 4d6?
Yeah.
4d6?
Yes, yeah. 3d6 for Bethesda plus 1d6.
What's the minimum?
Being merciful.
About 5 or 6 points minimum?
Mm-hmm. 6 is the minimum she can do.
Is he still standing after 6?
4, 6, 7,
she didn't do minimum.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
He's currently running at minus 13.
Whoa! Instantaneous but death!
No, it's instantaneous. Unconscious.
Oh!
Unconscious.
Well, even at minus 13?
He's unconscious. Cannot kill him with a merciful weapon.
Oh, yes, sorry. He is merciful. I don't remember how merciful.
Be a bit more merciful.
Yeah.
Minus 72.
just keep being merciful.
Anybody needs any, like, anger management thing? Just hit this guy because he's not going to die.
It's like a big foam rubber stick. Who's next?
Me.
Go. You try to hit him.
I'm bossing.
You know, I step over here and make sure he's not going to die.
Coup de grace.
Okay.
Coup de grace.
Come on.
He's not gonna die. Natural 20, you swine. You wasted that on making sure an enemy doesn't die.
Could he die?
I don't know that. Oh, I see. Yes, you don't know the villain hasn't turned off the evil.
Yes.
Yes.
But there you go.
You should ask me.
He just looks a bit beaten and bruised.
I'm fine.
Pretty unconscious.
Then it's Groot.
No,
I'll good. Kill him.
Excellent hit. How's he doing?
A
resounding thud there.
That's another 9.
He's dead. He falls to the ground.
Stink!
Stink!
Clean!
Unconscious
one. No.
You can if you want.
No, that would seem pointlessly cruel.
Kallis walks forward and kills the sleeping one if you don't do it.
Get in there, get the killing blow.
Extra points. I can't get close enough to kill
him. I have this so that we can ask them questions.
Kallis,
you've got one alive.
If you don't kill it.
Well, you can kill that one if you like.
Yeah, he does.
I couldn't get to it anyway.
Coup de
grace. Being lizard and all, he doesn't really care for these furry things.
Yeah.
What bloody creatures then? Well, in fact, they're evil, doesn't help.
Evil. Evil kills evil. Evil kills good. Evil kills everything.
It's the enemy of my enemy, my friend, or my enemy?
If they like you or not, really.
Right, what are you doing?
This Luke got.
What?
What
is Blade 2? It's a quote from Blade 2.
I understand it's probably a massively famous
quote.
It's
Blade Trinity, sir.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it's alright.
Oh, is that what you're watching the other night?
Yeah, I went to see Blade Trinity.
Any good?
Ooh, guess who they meet? I won't tell you who they meet.
Dracula.
Yeah, Dracula. Well, there's not many you can let. They beat the Blood God, they beat up the head of the Vampire Nation. There's not many big names left to go in the movies.
Let's go with Dracula. Right! It's always a good fallback for the vampire flicks, isn't it?
The count.
Yes. Anyway.
How many films? One! Two! Three!
Anyway, yes. Anyway, onward, what are you doing?
What did you do that for, Kallis?
It is evil!
But evil has a way of being redeemed.
No!
You see what we had to work with?
Told you!
They might have let him run away.
Also need provisions.
Oh, actually, he can make provisions now. If we just look away.
He starts butchering it.
Ew. So
it was not necessary, Kallis.
Need to eat.
Yes,
but he might know the way out.
I must say.
Fresh meats, pet
seven magical foes. One must hunt to stay aware and keen, cleric. Otherwise you get fat and slow.
Not so.
So what happened to you in real life?
Don't actually need to.
Yes, you will get fat and slow.
I don't see how.
You're not doing a very good job of converting them, are you, Bastion? Never mind. We've got one alive, what more do we want?
I'm going to make him a vegetarian.
We search the dead ones.
I like neutral.
It's hell, we search the live
neutral's
ones.
Neutral's a great alignment.
I'm neutral, but I'm...
It's their true neutral. They can choose to do what they want.
I take care of this
one. I'm chaotic neutral.
In this corner.
He's not going to kill him. He's yours. He's your kill stroke thing.
Het.
No.
Het. He's not bloody coming with us.
Leech! It's me, Leech! We don't need more. Just bring the entire dungeon with us!
Who's that? Well, what are you searching them, love? Searching?
Yes.
Make me search for it. You searching the room or searching the bodies?
Searching the room.
Searching the bodies.
And not finding anything in the room.
What do you have to search?
Not searching generally around.
Which one?
My eyes fall out.
Why'd you
ding, ding, ding,
two
ding,
and
a five. For the room. Ow! Body.
Anyone else?
20.
To search the bodies?
Yes.
The bodies have nothing particularly exciting.
Not looking for exciting, just rich.
The largest bugbear has three keys on a ring on his belt.
It could be the way out.
Ooh, keys to the way out. I somehow doubt it. But you never know.
We have three keys. No yes. shiny gemstones.
I'm the person who likes it.
No shiny gemstones on the bodies. Other than that, they have... some morning stars, a few javelins, some armour, nothing exciting.
Can I have morning stars? Can I use them?
Well, they're medium-sized morning stars.
They're fucking huge for you.
Yeah.
Please tell me what room we are in.
You are in room
B10.
B10. You have a ring with three keys.
This magic.
Three keys on a ring.
Is that magic? Detect magic and all the stuff in here. None of it is magical.
Actually, what are you scanning the room, or are you just...
everything I can do in detect magic, yeah, do the whole lot, everybody.
Does it still go through materials?
Yeah, it shines in my pockets, yeah.
If you no, I mean, does it do it automatically, or do you have to concentrate in an area for it to happen?
Don't think
watch
so.
His range as well, just so I know. 60
feet.
60 foot from me, yeah.
Yeah, but bear in mind there's so much... of stone and so much wood.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm wondering how much.
Oh, I'm just going to wander all the way around the room. Detect magic lasts for like several minutes and go, oh, what
yeah,
the
yeah, no, there's a certain amount of material.
A foot of stone, an inch of common metal, a thin sheet of lead, or 3 feet of wood or dirt.
How much common metal?
An inch.
That'll do. There's a very faint trace of magic in one corner under the rubble.
Which corner?
Pick a corner.
I will pick the southwest corner.
Very good.
Dig! Here! I think there's something interesting here. Dig!
You found a metal strong box.
Oh! Failing! There's something interesting for you. A metal strong box.
I've seen Hellraiser. I'm not opening the box.
It's about this big. It's about a couple of feet in length.
Just call me Pinhead.
Metal strong box.
Pinhead.
I didn't mean that seriously.
Peckerhead. Sorry. It's a piece I know.
Is it locked?
Yes,
it's locked.
I'll check it. Yeah, I'll just roll dice. Oh, fucking ass.
Gosh.
Right, re-rolling on the base. That dice is shit. There we go.
You didn't strike the lucky bullet. You don't think it's trapped.
You don't think.
You never think it's
think it was you.
The halfling never thinks.
God, I'm really sorry. I'll open it.
Oh,
it's locked.
Pick lock then, obviously.
Okay.
Dumbass.
Come on, big number.
Open lock.
Think 20. 15. Think 20. That's not bad.
28.
28? The lock is simple, but very crudely made. You sort of click it slightly and it locks back into place.
Hang on, you're beaten by a lock that's too crude.
Yeah. It's very crude.
It's too shit for me to open.
It's very bad. It's quite badly made.
Can I take 20 on it? Or will it have a consequence?
May have a consequence.
Well, if you're not letting her take 20 on it, then
it
obviously
has
there is a consequence.
Foyek wanders over.
Little one! Use the key!
He walks away laughing.
We're not the lock experts.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to think about locks and kills?
It is true, you are supposed to be the clever one.
My mind is filled with mighty magics, not little keys and locks.
I will try a key.
One of the three keys fits the lock perfectly.
There we go.
The lock clicks open. Chest in there unlocked.
God,
it's a sleep spell, stay back!
I'm so sorry.
It is Gwyneth Paltrow's severed head.
Huzzah!
It is magical slightly. It speaks to you and goes, wasn't this a crap movie? Wasn't the acting very bad?
Sorry. I open the lid.
Right, maybe a listen check, please.
A listen check?
Oh, my arms are too heavy.
As we hear a yawn.
Is that just Phelan or anyone in the vicinity?
Anyone never. Nearby can make a listen check.
Elbow.
Ooh, that's going to be a big 16 for the dwarf.
15.
16 and 15?
Yeah.
That's good that you're in the vicinity.
I seem to be hidden behind a giant can of Pringles.
Yes, you're in the vicinity.
Let me help you with
the trap.
Yes, let us all help you with the can of Pringles.
Are you going to get them out for me again?
Just for lads.
It's only because I love you all so much.
Oh, we've been through so much together.
Took my toll, sorry.
It's a tariff for hosting.
I must say, your service is crap. We came in, were we offered beverages? No!
Would anybody like me to go and get them a drink? And I will go.
I would like a glass of water, sugar, yes, thank you. Okay.
I need you for dice rolls and stuff for a second.
Okay.
You hear a crack. The back of the chest. Very quickly, the four squares that you're standing in, plus that empty one, fill with a gas.
We leap out of the way in Matrix-like moments.
The hell you do.
Yes, the hell we do. We're really hellish.
Best to make me fortitude saves.
20.
Oh, even better than me. I'm 20. 18.
Wow. You got what?
18. A natural 20 for a...
Oh, 24 for the dwarf.
The natural 20.
What's the point in that? What's the point in exciting traps? You feel that your clothing starts to foam and rot.
Run! Run away! I take off all my clothes!
We all run away!
I'll get them out for the boys.
You're backing away?
Yeah.
Well, just your outer layer. See what that was in contact.
Oh, you have one layer.
Do you?
Yeah, no.
Your skin-tight lycra catsuit.
I can't remember, Matt. Well, I've got...
Hey, our tailoring isn't that good, if you remember.
Mine's fantastic.
Oh, is it? You made from a skin-tight lycra catsuit.
Do we have resists for acid materials? I believe we do, don't we?
Acid?
Actually, I thought it was if you made your saving throw, you didn't affect them.
All right.
Ow.
Fortitude.
Ow.
Your physical fortitude is covered by your clothing. I disagree.
She makes a real saving throw tonight.
I
don't understand that, because it's affecting your mind.
If it's affecting objects on you, your will save if you're holding it.
Yeah, that's different.
Affects the object.
That's different to your fortitude save, surely.
Well, maybe not.
There was a book of rules. Yes, let us look at that. Anyway, I don't really give a toss. Your clothing starts to smoke a bit.
Ow! Ooh! Ah! Ew!
You get the... After a while, the fog seems to disappear.
I'm never opening anything for you ever again. My clothes are all...
chest, I wouldn't necessarily say that.
The chest lies open.
What do you
mean? Vial, a cracked vial at the back of the chest is empty.
Oh.
You broke something.
A metal wire.
Oh, was that me?
Is inside the vial. You think that the metal wire cracked the vial when you opened the chest.
It's a trap.
Yes.
Is it still glowing magical?
You would know if you hadn't panicked and ran away and lost concentration.
Oh!
There are items.
Else in the box?
Yes, there are items.
Okay, let me get my pan. My pan.
Your pan.
Oh, I'm sleepy. Okay.
There are a total of 46 silver pieces.
I would say 46 items.
That would be flavor.
What the hell?
46 silver, 24 gold pieces.
Wow.
Just drop the silver. Just give them to the wizards.
It could be handy as sling and
miniatures.
There is a gaudy necklace.
Yay!
Oh no.
Make me an awareness, an appraisal check, please, Phelan.
Only an idiot would wear such a gaudy item.
17.
Only an idiot would wear such a gaudy item.
You think that the gaudy necklace, as you pick it up, The necklace is horrible. The gold is disgusting and tarnished. However, embedded in the centre of it, after you sort of wipe it clean a little bit, is a pearl worth 100 gold pieces.
Hey! Ooh, thank the Lord! At last.
I put it in my pocket.
No.
They can see you doing this.
No, I don't think so.
They can't see the pearl, though.
Yes, it's on the bloody...
It's quite large. It's big.
Well, you just said that I found it.
Well, no, you pick it up and appraise it, but you don't just go, thank you. It takes a second to go, clean up a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm a rogue, and I would go, look, everybody, there's something, oh, I might want to pocket it.
Well, right next to you.
It's true, but they do know you're
putting it. Fine, I put it around my neck then.
S plus for it. There are 3 vials of liquid in a light blue colour.
All
3 light blue. And there is a short rod, about that long, made from metal.
Oh!
With
runes?
Sort of, well, not runes, more of a sort of a flowing etch down it.
Oh, I bet that's magical.
Can I tell if it's magical? Can't.
No, you can pick it up and try to use it.
Okay.
Uh-oh!
Yay! I'll go.
Remember the feather! Back away! I'm
toying at the wall.
Okay, give me a roll on use magical device.
I think it's magical.
Was it
about
15?
That's quite high.
That's
high.
11.
Crap!
She's nowhere near.
I rolled off at 18. We're hoping
the problem
is, it's over 10 away.
Then it's going to get wrong. Oh, we weren't that close.
Was it really a magic?
Exactly.
One?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
What? Oh dear. What an ignominious end to all the characters.
Mark spent blindly. 25.
That's alright.
How did you do total?
I got 11, didn't I?
Oops.
That's oops, yes.
Oh dear.
You got a backlash again.
Could be looking for
a number of a mishap.
A mishap?
Yeah.
It's generally some damage, isn't it? But I think that's
one random body part is disintegrated.
Generally 2d6 points of damage.
Nah, something better happened. You point the wand at the wall and fire, and you feel it activate in your hand. And a beam of light shoots out of this end of it and strikes you. You start to glow.
Wow!
Oh?
Rah! Look, I'm like you!
Yeah, you joined the club.
What is it?
See, don't smile.
Are you supposed to be melting like that?
Mine! Nobody can have it. What does it do?
Can you physically move any more with the stuff you've nicked from the party over the past 2 months?
I'm carrying! I'm waiting for a bag of holding because I'm not going to be able to carry much more.
I don't think you can carry it now.
Make sure there's a
carry. I can't.
Fair enough. All good? Bit weird, though, isn't it?
What is it?
I suppose it stops things like... I suppose it means that you can't have your clothes blasted off by a fireball, although funny it may be. Yeah.
Was it?
It's a wand.
Of what?
We don't know.
Probably tell you if you give it to the Wizard of Clark.
Yeah.
Tell me what it is, but you have to give me it back.
Make me a spellcraft roll on the effect.
Give me the wand.
Make me a spellcraft check. You see me activate.
Spellcraft, roll it, 18.
18's good. It's a light spell.
Oh, that's handy.
I can just make light.
It's a wand of light.
Okay, well, I still like it anyway.
Keep it, wank.
Yes. You can have the wank rod.
How long does light last?
10 minutes of them.
That's good.
10 minutes.
Nope. It's going to last a little bit longer. As it was a mishap.
Guru, look, there's some more vials of blue things.
So, yeah. A full day should be sufficing, I think.
He's not doing that trick again.
What, is there any residue?
You're all glowing.
Yeah.
All of us?
No, just...
Is there any residue in the box from the vial that got broken?
No. It's completely disappeared.
Okay, what does it smell like?
It smells like acid.
Okay. I'll open one of the vials and smell it.
Okay.
Does it smell the same?
No, it smells quite sweet.
It's blueberry juice! go on, you know you want to.
It's blueberry juice.
See,
the man
that we killed, the bear man, said before he died that I should give it to you as a present from your friends who are also trapped down here in the next room.
When did we pick up this halfling? Were we that desperate?
The one I chucked in out.
You were complaining about the kobold earlier.
Yes.
How did he talk to you when the first time we met in my charge, didn't we?
Sign language.
His hands were full of Morningstar.
Psychic powers. He's magic. I'm going to shut up now because I can't even convince myself.
So it's our part of the notes you don't
put in your... Put them in my bag. There we are.
You're the only halfling in
the I apologise for my poor role-playing quality, but I was up until 2 a.m. this morning writing an essay.
It's,
I'm about tired.
It's room B10.
B10, yes.
B10. We're well and truly B10, I can tell.
And you now have a wand of light. And you're glowing.
Can you fix me a bit?
I've got it. Yeah. I'm gonna make everybody else light.
You don't know how to work it.
Well, now you know what it is, I believe the difficulty drops.
Yes.
So now you know what it's supposed to do.
It only has two charges.
It means your brain thinks in the correct direction.
Neat. Lay on hands, Bastion.
He's not.
I'm not a paladin.
And, well, near enough. You ain't touching him. It's alright. Okay.
Okay. Look, there's
a root.
I'm
going
to
make me wake up.
Touch me if you like.
11 points.
Thank you.
Hey.
I'm having trouble adding 6 to 5 today.
Oh, Bastion! What are you doing with your little bugbear friend over there?
Well, he seems okay. I was waiting for him to come round.
Have you tied him up?
No, why would I?
Because he might not be happy when he wakes up.
It's alright, I'll stand guard with my wand.
Well, he hasn't got any weapons.
And or armour.
They can just throttle you, you know.
You've stripped him naked.
Well, no, we've taken his armour and weapons off.
Alright, he's sitting there in his bugbear boxes.
Yeah. He's giant.
He's hairy anyway.
He's just wearing a giant nappy like the other.
Just in case you get a flash of something you don't like.
Ugh.
He is 7 feet tall.
Ooh.
Yes, he might not be in proportion.
Hello, what were you arguing about?
You speak goblin, yes?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sorry for him, by the way. No.
And then...
But I hit him and kept him alive.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I hit him and kept him alive.
I never hit him. I hit his mate.
You die.
The sight of his friend being butchered in a corner doesn't really get him, a sense of...
The best
would like to
be
friends. Especially considering now Calhis is taking slivers of the best soft bits and running them through a box filled with salt. And then hanging them.
Where's
rump
he
steak? He's hanging them on a stick that he put against on the floor.
Hey, maybe you'll smoke it afterwards.
He sort of lent a long pole against the floor. He's hanging it over the pole.
Texas barbecue.
Yes, unfortunately I can't do anything about him. We're not going to kill you.
He looked quite disturbed.
Otherwise I wouldn't be talking to you.
He looks around for what you think is a weapon.
It's over there.
That's disturbing. Your snake has a face.
Yes.
Nose more important.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this area?
He's got a jacket on.
No. How are you putting a jacket on a snake?
Oh, how's that? No, you're not going to tell us. No, you don't know anything about it.
No. Buglak! Buglak! Now, greatest bugbear leader, Buglak! Ha ha! You serve Buglak!
I don't know what they're saying, but it sounds quite funny.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Bastion, and I'm Great Cleric of Torm.
You serve Buglak!
No, I serve Torm.
Buglak!
No.
He comes up to his full height.
God, do we have to speak to every bloody monster?
I train my wand of light on him.
I look up and go, whatever.
Whatever!
Tell him to talk to the hand, because he's not worth it.
Yeah, talk to the hand! That's quite a good one for a Bastion of Zorn.
Well, you can either tell us about this place, or you can go and tell your... Oh no, you are your leader.
Yes, Buglak, great leader!
Of what, exactly?
Bugbear Nation!
Bugbear Nation?
The old one of you?
I just realised there's two more keys.
There are indeed two more keys. I've got an idea where we can insert one of them.
And
Buglak, still great leader!
Okay, where are your other bugbears?
He's shaking now, look at him!
He's the weak Buglak, leader of Buglak.
Oh. Tell me what he's saying, and then I'll feel pity for him and give him a cuddle.
A cuddle? Cuddle a bugbear.
Perhaps
he's more than twice your height.
Would prefer
I'll cuddle
to go
leg.
Somewhere else?
Yes!
Yes,
Buglak, become great leader of Bugbear Nation.
Well, as you're the great leader of this Bugbear Nation?
Yes!
What do you know about this area?
Very little.
Oh.
Buglak has just become leader of nation. Until then,
He was leader, big Puglak.
But he was probably way...
Yes, but now he's really salted, isn't he? So, what's going on?
Really salted. You haven't a clue what they're talking about.
I know, he's just too good to shoot into this.
I get the gist of it.
But he was probably very evil to you and sent you out on scouting parties. And
no!
It's not compelling.
Puglak had to clean his armour and his horrible body.
His armour is yours now.
Yes, yes. Puglak, leader of Bugbear Nation.
Bugbear Nation.
There's a song in there somewhere, you know.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Would suggest not going to a room that way. That looks like it's got a gold statue in it. It's... very hard to get into.
You cruel bastard at all.
Puglak, come with you.
Good.
Find Bugbear Nation.
No.
Lead them. Puglak, strong, carry many things.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Only because
you swine.
A pack animal.
You evil looking good swine. I'm impressed.
Not killers.
I'm impressed.
Puglak.
I'm in charge of him.
Congratulations for creating Puglak out of nowhere.
Yeah,
he's a bugbear. And he can be your henchman. Yeah.
Puglak is the leader of that bugbear nation.
That means I don't have to carry stuff anymore. Yay!
Yeah, well, just it depends if you're happy with the chaotic evil bugbear carrying your items stuff. For you.
Well, he can carry the non-important stuff. Well, next time we rest, I'll sort it into piles of stuff that he can carry and stuff that
heavy stuff that we were going to dump.
Yeah.
Well... Kyle's just sorting out his mate.
Mm-hmm. He can carry all the copper coins. He now seems to be wrapping it in individual leather pouches and putting it in his pack.
Okay. I must say, they're pretty good at food preparation. I'm impressed.
I go and get his weapon.
There
you go.
Ah! Don't tell your enemy. Mm. Oh, he's so cute. I want one.
He puts it in the ring on
he's
himself.
He's 7 foot tall. Isn't he cute?
You know what I'm really going to be interested in seeing is how many people come out of the other end of this dungeon.
Thousands! We take them all with us! It's the grand plan! How do you get them? We just take them all with us!
They look building an army!
Together.
We could take over the world!
We're building an army! Yeah. Buglak is now considered a henchman. That's alright with
that's
you.
Not an XP leech, is it?
No.
Hurrah!
However, you still must feed him.
That's okay.
Etc.
We've got some
extra zombies. Plenty bugbear.
He's happy to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
As long as he's coming.
He's happy to do that. Well, right, what are you doing now?
I'm
we have to look at the roster. We have to look roster.
Just make your diplomacy jerk.
Come on, big number. Thank you. That will do nicely.
Yeah, that's... where are we? 28.
Buglak rolled a 1.
He's converted to lawful good straight away.
I'll just put a mark above Buglak there.
I think a botch deserves 2 marks.
Yes.
Yes, we agree.
You just want to move him from
chaotic evil
to chaotic neutral.
Better than chaotic evil.
Well, to lawful good eventually, obviously.
That bastard at Tom's having his work cut out trying to convert the rest of the party from non-evil alignments.
Yes.
Anyway, what are we doing?
Where are you going?
There are doors.
Are there doors? Are there doors in this room?
How big's the party now, for heaven's sake?
There is a door to the south. Let me draw this door for you.
Isn't it time we start putting these people in first?
What are you doing?
Go, check, what's that door?
There are as many not us than us.
There you go.
Ah, interesting.
There is a corridor to the south.
We've doubled the size of our party.
There's a door to the south.
Oh, which one? That one?
This door here.
Oh, so we've got an actual bugbear.
You now have an actual
bugbear. I have a pet bugbear!
If he's coming with
can I put you on a lead?
I'm not going to book better.
No, probably, but since Helen won't let me put these out on the rail anymore, I have to dig through the box.
Evil Helen.
Does
that look like a bugbear? It's an ogre type thing, is it?
It's a bugbear.
Oh, very good.
I suppose we're not
there you go. That's a bugbear.
Wow.
It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah. You have... There he is.
Wow.
He's your henchman.
He can definitely carry the copper coins.
So... You going to have a self dog?
Two lizard men and a couple.
That's quite funny.
You're doing quite well. Just don't die, because you know what you'll come back as. A lizard man. Two lizard men and a couple.
Felon suddenly finds her point of view improved.
Can he carry me?
Look.
Easily.
Okay.
He is carrying you. Look at the merchants.
Am I not Buglak?
You sure?
Buglak happy. Buglak big leader, Buglak largesse is great.
knows the wood large, yes.
Yes, he will.
I don't know the bloody wood large yet.
He has an intelligence of 10.
Really?
Wow!
Ooh, I'm impressed.
Oh, I was
going to
say.
He just has quite a little wisdom.
Join the party.
So, going out to South Storm?
I know, uh-huh.
Going out to South
Storm? South Storm. Yes. South into.
South Storm leads you into a corridor.
Corridor.
Which wiggles off this way and goes up a little. And joins with this door here. After a bit of a wiggle.
Better. This looks like a wolf's den.
You come back to the wolf's den.
Good job, there aren't wolves in here, isn't it? Yes.
But Johnny, that could be a wolf if he prefers it to bone.
Woo!
Looks
look
like
me,
he doesn't
everybody.
Care as long as he's made.
Yes, I'd be careful if I were you. He just get rather hungry at times.
Everybody likes me. I'm your lovable, friendly rogue.
Garlic sauce.
Who's got the strips of bugbear meat then?
What?
Who's got
Calchis.
Calchis.
One of these guys.
Can somebody feed me some goblins, please, at some point?
Calchis is of the opinion that intelligent meat tastes better.
He's probably right, actually. Well, we don't talk about that.
It's a bit more exercised.
A bit like sweet pork.
Free range.
Okay.
It's free range.
It's back to the room of mirrors, then, isn't it?
You go back into the room of mirrors. You have options. You may take the north-east door, the south-east door, or the south-west door.
My spider sense says south-west.
Are you following it on the map?
Down here.
For absolutely no reason other than that it was the only one I remember.
Yes. Down here.
I hadn't even looked up at the map, actually. It said south-west.
It's the opposite way to north and east we were going last time.
Okay, so we're heading south and west because it's the opposite to the directions you were heading in last time.
We like to think of this as the random walk procedure.
The door is closed.
I stopped drawing and,
search for things.
Yes, I searched the door.
Very well.
She finds it. You do not think the door is trapped.
Yeah, it's because he's helping me.
Would you like to open the door?
Yes. Is it locked?
Maybe
or?
You could do that thing like they did in Mad Max 3, you know, Master Blaster. You could have a little cage on the back, and the bugbear could be your master and your blaster.
Yes. You open the door. The room is rough in appearance. The walls are pitted and uneven, as if acid
has
smoke
it got chaff written all over it?
Eroded the finish. The floor is covered with discs. Each 2 feet in diameter.
Uh-oh.
The discs sit slightly higher than the floor and wobble slightly.
Wobble?
Those things
in what way wobble?
They wobble slightly.
Side to side, up and down, like a jelly.
Side to side. Like this.
Well, there's nothing on them.
Like a badly fitted paving slab.
Oh, like as a badly fitted paving
slab. As you open
slab.
The door, yeah. One of the discs wobbles.
Cool. Oh.
So it's on a cord.
What are these? I don't have
they look like small discs.
Some sort of trap, perhaps.
Maybe Bugback. Is that his name?
Bugback.
Bugback.
Leader of the Bugbear Nation.
Maybe he knows what they are.
Hey, you've got two leaders of nations at the moment.
I'm doing
here.
Really well.
We're going to be like the kings of the world. If you become the king of a king, does that mean you're a king?
King. No, it means you're an emperor.
Okay.
Or a queen.
Emperor is the king of kings. So
it's very cold in the room, by the way.
Yes, you need to wear a sock.
Is there anything on the door?
Sultana.
Nothing.
That's what they call.
Yeah.
You, thiefy boy.
Thiefy
girl.
Thiefy girl, even.
Maybe a roll.
Little tiny thiefy girl.
Maybe a roll.
With her new bugbear friend. And snake friend.
15.
In fact, she's just collecting these things.
This room looks constructed for a reason.
This room
you have to roll to work that out?
Yes.
This bloody hell. Bad.
Is it an evil reason?
The discs, are they made of a different substance? A white coloured substance? A metal substance? A stone substance?
The discs are just made of stone.
The discs are made of stone. They're round, being discs.
Looking underneath the discs.
You didn't just say that.
Miss Rogue.
Yeah.
Yes, the discs are round.
Being discs.
Being discs. looking slightly underneath the discs, you can see that they're actually on a central pivot, Rogie. And they seem to be set on some kind of spring. So you reckon if you stood on them, they would move quite severely.
Is this some kind of entertainment centre?
Maybe I could jump onto one.
That's yes.
Probably would.
Just give us the wand and the stuff first.
The wand is mine, I tell you.
The wand is mine. This bizarre basketball variation that they keep on showing on Bravo, where they've got trampolines on the floor.
Oh, dear.
What?
Not like the original basketball, which is far more interesting.
Not like Foxy Boxing that used to be on Bravo.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
That sounds more like something that would be on live TV.
Yeah, Hal, right? I have to say that he bought FHM the other day.
He did, yes. As many naked ladies and semi-naked ladies.
Yeah, they're all semi-naked.
Well, to be honest, I buy a lot, lots and lots of gaming-type magazines. Like, I bought White Dwarf 300 today, because it was, like, this big!
Oh, is it out now?
It's vast. Huge!
Really?
Yes, two posters, a How to Play a New Warhammer 40k card, a little thing about the Battle of Magrar, or whatever it's called, and an enormous fat book that also has the Ogre Kingdom stuff in, which is lovely.
Oh, I get that, just because I've got the first 100 issues anyway. So
big Ogre Kingdom. Big Ogre Kingdom.
Yeah, we don't
stop that. But FHM had your desk calendar with a Baby Day.
It didn't do
it. Baby Day! No, that means you bought it too.
Oh, it was written on the front in quite big letters.
Is that a free desk calendar with a Baby Day? 365 babes!
Yeah, I wouldn't say babes.
Well, 365...
Are they not, are they not the High Street Honeys?
They are, actually. Yes, all 365,000 of them. Anyway, enough discussion of...
That's good value, isn't it? That's kind of a
premium
magazine.
Anyway.
Is there a path through
the desk? No. The disc is slightly raised off the ground. You suspect that if you would... there are ways to fall off these discs to the floor.
How far is the floor on the discs?
Only a couple of feet.
So why bother
maybe
walking on the disc?
Game.
Because the discs are the floor, pretty much. You'd step up onto the disc and walk across. Or you could try and squeeze under the discs onto the floor and then have to crawl under
them. She's a halfling.
But about 2 foot off the ground.
Maybe it's a game.
You'd have to crouch slightly.
And people like Buglack wouldn't get through. No.
But we don't know what
there is a door on the opposite side.
Oh, it's like a crystal maze.
It is just like a crystal maze.
Try a different way around. I don't fancy walking on these.
Is it not a game, maybe? We could see if we could get to the other side. Well,
Dungeon Entertainment! There's a novel idea!
I'll tell you, some of us probably couldn't.
Okay.
Mm. Oh dear, we might lose a few party members. Gee whiz!
Lindsay doesn't really understand. Lindsay's confused as to why we can't just go in the room.
You can,
you have to step on these discs.
Off you go, we'll watch.
Okay.
You'd have to stand on a 2 foot disc.
Why do I have to stand on a disc? Why
because
can't
covered in the there? Floor is covered in these discs. The floor is discs.
Oh,
set on
there's no
pivots.
Gaps.
There are gaps. You could fall for the floor.
If you have four discs next to each other, there's always a gap
there's
in between.
There's a gap in between. Yeah. So you could fall through them.
Okay. My brain hurts.
That's all right.
It'd be okay.
But you probably won't fall off.
What is the party doing?
I'm going
watching
to stand
the halfling.
I'm going to jump off the book there.
What are you doing? Are you just going to stand on a disc or are you going to try and cross the room?
I'm going to run, across the room.
Boing, try and cross the room. Maybe a balance check.
Oh gosh. My balance is 11, that's so bad. 19.
You get almost to the other side and you start to feel yourself slipping.
I throw myself.
Make me another balance check.
I can do lots of things.
Same
number.
If it was enough to get me this far, then it would be enough to get me this far.
Well, who knows?
What if you both check a 20?
Whoops.
Oh, God.
No, even worse.
Got one.
I'm very sorry.
Got one. Got one.
It's not nice to fall into a sphere of annihilation, you know.
You fall to the ground below, between four of the discs. You're very close to the far door.
Whoops! I think we lost the halfling.
Oh my god. The doors slam closed.
Oh! This could be what?
Bugger.
What is the party outside doing?
Being stunned at the fact that doors
are closed. Oh crap, I'm in on my own, ah!
Yes. you.
Please open that door.
There's, as the doors slam shut, torrents of water begin to gush into the room from slots in the ceiling.
Crap.
When, by the time you have a chance to go, there's torrents of water gushing from the ceiling.
I have minus number.
You are already floating.
Oh my lord, that's coming
down. You reckon
down
this
like
whole room will fill in about
how many
15
rounds?
Seconds.
15 seconds?
I can't swim.
That's two rounds.
I attack the door.
Make me a roll.
Is it a wooden door?
It is the standard door for this dungeon.
Oh, I've got five more.
I get back onto the discs.
The discs are now below you in the water.
If I haste, you'll
stand on them,
though,
yeah?
Yes, you can stand on the discs until the water gets in your head and then
the floor often.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Get on
so
the disc.
Is that a good thing in two rounds?
You're going to kill my character, aren't you?
Not going to kill your character.
Oh, right, that's okay, then we don't worry about it.
17.
Relax!
A hit.
Yes.
You hit easily.
Unfortunately, the door's going to have a shitload of damage on this one. That'll do 13.
Damage?
Yes.
That's, yes. This isn't going to work.
What?
You think it'll take a long time to hack this door down?
Let's think on this for a minute.
You haven't got a minute.
I take a blue potion.
Okay. Uh-oh. You feel better.
It's a healing potion. Damn it. The ones, we know that.
You take... you regain 2 points of damage.
We don't have any damage.
Well... Wait, yeah. Do you have anything to open this door?
I scream. Magic ball? Really loudly.
You hear a scream.
Yes.
Do we? Through the door?
Yes. Yes. Really,
it's only a wooden door bound in iron, however.
Yeah, he can't get through it.
It has 90 hit points and a hardness of 10.
What about the bugbear and all the others? You can all batter it at once.
Maybe not.
I scream,
three,
drowning.
Hitting it very nearly my hardest.
Ah. That's a hardness of 10. In which case...
I can do a maximum of 4
hit. Can anyone pick a lock? Is it got a lock at all?
Yes, it has a lock.
We have keys. It has a lock. We have keys. Is there a lock key lock for the little keys?
There's a lock on both doors.
She has the keys? Oh, that's her.
I get to a door.
You're nearest this door.
Okay, I'll go to it. Okay. I frantically open and probably about 10 minutes later remember I've got the key.
Make me a roll.
10 minutes later is too late.
The wrong key is the other one.
Haha, 10.
Total.
No, you didn't tell me what I was wrong.
Make me an open lock.
Okay, that's not what you said. 25.
You click the door open. Whoosh! Water gushes out with you down a corridor. The other door remains locked.
Ah, more dungeon cleansing for Torm.
Bang!
You're still glowing, by the way.
I am.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's the door's armor class? I'm going to keep on smacking it.
Doesn't have an armor class.
Someone has a better idea.
Doesn't have an armor class. Has a hardness of 10. And 90 hit points.
You're not going to miss it, really.
You're in this door, you pretty much roll the hit. It'll take you...
I do 4 points.
On average, let's just say on average you're doing 3 to 4 points of damage. So at 3 points of damage, it's going to take you
30
rounds to open this door.
About 5 minutes.
He can have a go as well.
Who? The bugbear.
The big bugbear. He's big. He's got a spiky thing.
He starts hitting
30
it.
30 rounds is only like...
10 minutes. 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Should have drowned in 2.
Yeah, but I'm not in there now.
No, they 2 rounds.
They don't know
where
it's going, so no, he would just
2
keep
minutes.
Going.
Oh, I thought it was 2 rounds, not 2 minutes.
You said 15 seconds.
You said 15 seconds.
It takes to fill the room, and then you have an additional 2 minutes or so on top.
Oh, I see before, Sheffy.
Ish.
Yeah, but they don't know that I've
you
been
need
there.
A mic.
No, they don't know. The water's still gushing into the room, by the way.
We'll probably...
You could just wipe the surf out of the dungeon. Wah!
Right.
Unfortunately, water tends to find the lowest level.
Damn! But it's coming out under pressure!
Yeah, what we need is a large number of dwarves
you
with my name.
You are washed into this room here.
Cool.
The walls of this room are flecked with gold. The roughly square room is filled with mounds of dirt and rubble. Crude picks and shovels and the bones of several small goblinoids lay scattered on the ground. The gold flecks glow and entice you forward.
And you are dripping wet.
You're standing in the room, you're ankle deep in water, and it's getting slightly deeper.
Whoops. Ghost is a door, isn't it?
There is no exit from this room.
Oh, shite in hell.
But you can see.
That was a crap insult.
But you can see.
Okay. I'll go back into the room that I've just come out of.
Right.
I'll look towards it or
it's,
look through the door.
It's, the water is, the level is still rising. You can hear,
right.
You can hear the sounds of pounding.
How high is it? Is
it's,
it above the discs? Is it
it's
below
getting,
the discs?
It's getting to a point where it's above the discs.
Okay, well I'm just going to have to get back up on the disc.
Yeah.
And then go back to the door.
Right.
So, there we go.
You fall back in the water.
Spoosh!
I keep trying.
Okay, you swim across to the door.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
My minus one door. I'll use a key, see if I can open the door.
Is there a key to this room?
I've
got two keys for the bugbears.
We did indeed.
Yeah. Not 3 in total.
What they open. None of the keys fit the room.
Okay. I'll pick the lock.
Go ahead.
Well, it's being smashed from either side.
Haha, 19. Screw you, hippie.
Door clicks.
Plus 15.
The door clicks open. As you hit it the next time, it swings into the room.
And slices,
slices into the heart.
I'm sure they would have heard me. kicking it.
No, there's no, they're smacking it with a...
There's a bugbear pounding on it with a morning star and me with a big orcish double axe.
Is he kicking it out with a morning star?
He blasts into the room, the back of the door, and the inside of the door is completely hacked to pieces.
Hello?
The water in the room is still rising.
Leaving now.
It's going to flood the entire dungeon.
I told you you're okay. What happened in there?
Grounded, and then I picked it, used the key for that door, and then I fell in.
Sorry.
That is what? Out of character.
I think out of character.
Okay. I'll shut up now. Yes, I'm wet. There we go. I'm survived. There's nothing exciting apart from the gold in the other room.
Gold,
there's
is
gold
it?
In the walls. Gold in enticing. The walls.
Was it worth it?
I didn't do it. I didn't mean to touch any of it.
Oh, okay.
I was good. Look, promise, look.
Here, have some dry clothes.
Thank you.
Would you like to try and disarm the trap in the room, or I have
yes,
to do?
Yes, I would.
Well, just to let the water continue rising until the whole dungeon flooded.
It's an interesting concept, though, isn't it?
What, to flood the entire
dungeon?
Maybe the dungeon will break, and then we'll get out.
Well, technically, you aren't supposed to open a door. You're supposed to disarm the trap, but opening a door seems feasible. Go ahead, try and disarm the trap. Disable device.
26.
You...
Good enough for me.
Yes. You find that the trigger for the trap is located in the very centre of the middle wall. Centre of the middle wall.
So how can you get in there, then?
How can you have a middle wall?
I'm thinking that. There isn't a middle wall.
How can you...
Middle wall, apparently.
Okay. The trigger for the trap is located on the centre of the middle wall.
If it was on the centre of any wall, you wouldn't be able to get to it without setting the trap off.
What does that mean?
Or is it being in the corridor? Or?
That's just wrong.
Yes.
Let's say it's in the centre of the northern wall, and there's a plug that you can pull and twist to lock the trap from setting it off.
Cool.
So you lock it, yes. Will not set off.
And we can play in the room like
the water begins to drain away into drains in the floor.
Good. Yeah. I'll go back into the room full of gold.
What the hell purpose was this
and
place?
And search it for gold. I find lots of gold.
Sluicing out the gold.
Yeah. I find...
Are you searching?
Yeah.
You could flood the entire dungeon.
I find 29.
Hmm.
A million bigs.
So there's flecks of gold on the walls.
Is there anything I can pick out?
You could try.
There's picks.
Yes, there's picks. Yes, I'll use them.
You can hit the pit.
No, I'm not, because it's going to set something else up. I can tell. No, I'm not. I'm going to be good and go back out and sit on my hands.
You just search. What are
you're
you
just afraid, halfling.
Yes, yes, I am.
Anyone with the halfling, just so I know?
No.
You're all just standing in the water room and the halfling walk off.
Well, I can't have a dwarf. I can't hold all the wobbly buttons.
Maybe you can now walk across the floor between them and push them down as you go. Mm. It's disarmed.
And there's a room full of gold!
Oh, okay, I'm off to the
and
gold.
And mining equipment.
Just wondering who's with the halfling.
Well, I'm going to head towards the gold.
Do any of these people go?
Boyuk isn't interested in gold. He's also not interested in a water trap.
Bunk it.
The lizard men will go into the water room, and Buglak will go where you tell him.
Buglak!
He drew up the bone bird. No, you
shouldn't. Wait, stay here. I'll stay with him.
I'm going to get back on his shoulders.
Okay.
I'm getting back on his shoulders.
Okay. No, Buglak's staying with the...
He's my new friend.
Okay. He hasn't a clue what you're talking about, but yes. So you three are going.
Yeah.
Okay. You three enter the room. What are you doing? The walls of the room are flecked with gold. The roughly square room is filled with mounds of dirt and rubble. Crude picks, shovels, and the bones of several small goblinoids lay scattered around the room. The gold flecks grow and entice you forward.
Do they? That's amazing power.
Grow.
Glow.
You said grow.
Did I? Yes. Sorry. Glow.
But I've already been in here, and then I came in, and then I already searched.
Well, you searched, and all that's in there is gold flecks on the walls.
Okay.
How big are these flecks?
They're quite large, yeah.
No trap.
The flecks are
gold. Smack the flecks like gold with a big pick.
Yeah, I searched, so I would find a trap, surely. I got 29.
29 is pretty good. You find a series of three knobbles that look like buttons. You could press them. Yeah, I'm assuming you're not touching anything, really, when you're looking. Dot, dot, dot.
Look with your eyes, look with your hands.
Too much.
Yeah, I need like...
There is a set of three buttons, like knobbly buttons.
Okay.
On a squat stalagmite in the centre of the room.
Okay.
Ooh, press
the button. There's some buttons, but I don't know if I should touch them, because every time I touch anything, it kills me.
That's why we send you in first.
You're mean.
So,
I push
let's press the button.
Yeah.
You press a button. Which one? Which one?
Button one.
Which was button one? Click, it says. And it popped back out.
And two.
Does anything change? Nope. I don't want to push my luck.
Two! Press two!
I'm not pressing it, you press it.
Press another button, clicks in. Well, pops back out.
This is easy!
Clicks in, pops back out.
How about all three together?
They click in, they pop back out.
How about
this is no fun!
We systematically do all the possible orders for pressing the three buttons.
No, they're in 3 to the power 3, isn't it? So.
You press them in
various orders. It's not, because if you press the first one, then you don't get the next one, so it's only 6.
Okay. You press them in various orders. They click in, they click back out.
Sucks.
That's useless.
I'll get bored and go back and find Bastion and
Why didn't you attack it with an axe? What?
Make me an appraisal roll.
I'm not touching the gold.
Just make me roll.
I've turned over a new leaf.
Okay. Yeah. We need a new thief.
I mean, you guess there's about 10,000 gold pieces worth of raw gold in this room.
Well, I can't do anything with it. I keep dying. Somebody's stomach will
die.
Oh, screw it. Yeah, go and hack some of
these picks.
I'll pick at the gold, as you obviously want us to do, so the trap can get us, we can all die.
You too.
And then come back as stupid bugbears. There we go.
I don't want you to.
Only one of us can come back as a stupid bugbear.
Yeah, it's me.
You're the ones have to come back as clever.
I bagged you the bugbear.
You've got a bag of the bugbear.
I'm going to bag you the bugbear.
I think I invented a new tongue twister. I bagged you the bugbear.
You'll bag you the bugbear then.
Yeah. Bugger him the bagbear.
Leader of the bagbear nation.
The bagbear, that would be so much funnier.
La la la.
I pick up a pick and smack the wall to get some gold out.
Okay.
Because it's shiny.
Who is in the room?
Not me.
You lie, you were
there. Well, I'm the only character trying to not pander to
my
stereotype.
Did you leave? You left?
Yes.
Right.
I didn't actually.
You're staying in the room. You hit the wall. The door slams closed.
Thank you very much.
It's alright, we know one button to press. Well, we know there's some buttons to press.
Gas.
Oh. Ah!
Gas! Bursts out from the wall.
I knew, and I had to do it because nobody
would let me not
do it. 9.
23.
You'll be carrying me then.
And me.
No, leave
it. Balazar and Phelan can lose a point of constitution.
Ooh.
The gas continues to fill
the room.
Is that
temporary or I don't know how
it's temporary.
So I just write it in my temporary.
Press the buttons.
You press some buttons. Make me a disable device check.
It's some buttons!
Yes. You can barely see them now for the smoke.
Oh, we know, we've been playing with them for ages.
You can't use it unskilled.
Oh dear. Press buttons at random. That's really crap. You should be able to get a guess, but there you go.
That shouldn't be a disable device, Rob.
No, it shouldn't be.
Not if we already know where the buttons are. There's obviously only so many fucking things you can do.
True.
It's not like you have to worm our way in and with a pair of wire cuttings and cut the crap.
I agree. I'll let you have a disabled device roll even though you're untrained at it.
Intelligent.
Yes. Which seems reasonable.
That'll be the 3 then.
You press buttons at random. You sure you've pressed a few sequences before? You go click, 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 click. The room clears of gas. However, you can both make me a fortitude save.
I did that!
Fort save.
20. 20 in wank, apparently.
8.
How many constitution points you got?
I currently have 11.
Zero's dead.
You lose 10 constitution.
What's my bonus then?
Negative 5.
You collapse to the ground.
Shunk! So I've got 1 and negative 5.
You're exhausted. Moving tires you.
That's minus when 5 I have hit points per level.
You can per level? Minus 25 hit points?
You can barely speak.
How many hit points do I have? I only have 27.
You've got 2. No, minimum you have to get at least 1 a level, don't you?
Well,
5.
Yeah.
Don't fall over.
If I had the energy to look at
you. No, she sat on the floor. She can't move.
If I had the energy to look at you, I would scowl.
One simple hit.
I do believe that the wizard is getting far too evil. I think you and I are going to have a conversation about coup de grâce-ing him.
The door clicks open.
We best take Faye into Bastion. He might be able to fix her.
Fix her!
Fix her! Fix her, Finley. Fix her.
The cleric looks... not the cleric. The thief looks completely and totally drained.
So
what
have
you done? It was... Oh, I can't lift anything up. It was his fault. He did it. I honestly didn't.
That's enough. I'm tired now.
Okay. Hang on
for a bit. Hang on.
Let's go. Ooh, she's probably got some kind of...
Constitution. Yes. Let the rules go. We'll see what constitution of... one, actually.
I damn you, Garut, and all you stand for.
Constitution. Oh, no, it only goes down to 8 to 9, which is a centipede or locust swarm.
Oh.
Locust
swarm. Nothing has as low a constitution as you currently.
In the world.
Yes, and is able to muster the energy to mate, to perpetuate its species.
In fact, breathing is a challenge.
Yeah.
Yes, and it wasn't caused by me, so there's going to be some whoop-assing occurring when I get better.
If you'd worked out how to disarm the trap faster, it wouldn't have been so bad.
That was pretty cool. It would have happened anyway. It's a secondary effect of poison.
She has consumption, I tell you.
You still lost a con point.
Yeah, I did.
I felt fine.
Oh, we didn't lose 11.
So, the smell smelled quite nice, I thought.
Even.
The half of producers that only pay for my expenses.
See if you can get some.
What are you doing?
Lesser restoration.
Lesser restoration.
Sorry. I was in a room.
One point.
2 points of
damage. So am I still on minus 5 or am I on minus 4?
Yeah. Still minus 5.
Yes.
I think.
I
don't know. Minus 4. Like a flat floppy
from the old book near the half link.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm busy. I'm looking.
I've got a book here. Yeah. Oh, books all over the place.
What level's Lesser Restoration?
Second. It's called Restoration Lesser.
Druids don't get it, do they?
Yes.
Lesser Restoration.
But I think it's a higher level spell.
Second.
Oh, that's not bad then.
Druids do get it.
Yeah. Do I get more hit points now? I've got two.
So she can learn it. If she should be alright.
Not going anywhere until you get more combat. You can't walk at the moment, and even though we've got this handy bugbear to carry you...
Yeah, you're minus 4.
Minus...
Not minus 5.
Actually, she's so wasted, she can not just slip her under the door, she's so flat.
Can clerics and druids forget spells to relearn? They can't, can they?
They have to... Because they can only do once a day.
Which is a shame. She may learn them on. How many lesser restorations can you cast in a day on someone?
There's your hand.
Okay, cool. Okay.
You open that quietly under the table and quickly
for me. Ah, I thought that was a fire nearby.
Oh, World's Originals.
Hello, little boy.
So come this, little boy. No. Just like Grandad made me do it when I was
there. Now repeating what I said in the supermarket.
What did you say in the supermarket?
I forget.
Not, yes.
Please remind me.
Yeah.
Not to be repeated, you say.
Oh, I remember.
Ah, I would never suggest you are looking for a hard one to suck up. Damn! Alright, we can edit this out later.
I'm resting here.
Anything? You kidding?
Right here.
Not right here,
no. No, I'm not resting right there in the middle of that room.
I swoon over dramatically as much as my energy.
Into the bugbear's arms.
It doesn't. The bugbear carries you a bit. Seems to be drooling slightly.
Can we search her while she's nearly unconscious? Should we search her while she's nearly unconscious until you all stuff, shouldn't it?
No.
She might have something that would help her that she doesn't know she's got. We should look.
That's a cunning plan.
Shall we go back to the wolf's room? Or back to your room, Buglack?
Neither of the bugbear nation.
That's your room, I take it.
Safe.
Oh, good. That's okay for everybody else.
Yeah, fine. Oh.
There's a couple of dead and butchered bugbear in there, but
I can do is copying some spells.
We'll drag the butchered corpse.
Oh, I actually did copy Miriam, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you actually made it.
My lord.
Yes. We shall rest here for a day, haven't we? I assume.
You rest.
I'll heal anybody that needs healing.
Slith learns two versions of Cure and Lesser Restoration.
Yeah, so I'm
going to
burn more as well.
Point.
I learned two as well.
You'll be fine tomorrow.
Between you then, one apiece.
And, well, that'll be tomorrow, but overnight you'll get some back.
Yeah.
You'll get two back overnight.
Can I try and copy some more spells out of Voyager's book then?
Give it a whirl, will you want a copy?
I've got two more con back.
I think
you have. The rest of overnight, yes.
Yeah. In fact, there's a whole load of spells here from scrolls as well.
Yeah.
We get.
Hang on.
Four back from me.
One back.
That's another time.
Five.
So another five, so I'm on
nine.
Is half a person worth copying?
My actual level is 13, because I had bonuses.
Could be.
So.
Good job you had bonuses.
Disguise self, phantom steed, invisible spear, obscure object, non-detection, protection from good.
Maybe not.
And another.
Silence
maximum.
And hold.
Yay, what's silence? That's usually quite natty against spellcasters, isn't it?
You can't use that, silence.
Cannot?
No, it's a divine spell. I'm back to my full hit
points
as well.
It's on my scroll.
Okay. Oh, no, it might be bard spell as well.
Yeah.
You still can't use it.
Am I back to my full hit points?
Lovely.
Alright, I'm going to try and learn see invisibility into my book.
Mm-hmm. What are you using? Describe it.
I'm using some stuff.
What?
I would probably use Diable Blood.
Yes, that's a good one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
That's very good. That's impressive.
And what are you using as a quill?
I have Owlbear Feather.
You've used that already. Well, let you use it.
Not in combination with Dire
Wolf. True. No,
nothing. Yeah, so there we go.
Very good. Well then.
What do I have to roll? A spellcraft, is it?
Mm-hmm. Just roll it.
All the big number.
27.
That'll do.
Ching!
You write it in your book.
Woohoo!
You can now learn it if you wish.
Thank you. That one level's up too. The second level spell.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. What are you doing?
Dancing.
Just make your diplomacy check for bug leg.
Okay. I'm dancing about.
And I sort of,
yeah, no need to dance.
Do you think they need me to make food, or are they quite happy eating bugbear meat?
I prefer the direwolf. There's some direwolf.
You've got plenty of that, haven't you? So that's fine.
I like the pink pork.
Never mind.
The sweet pork we had last time was rather yummy.
19.
He rolls.
11.
Yeah.
Is that another point?
I don't know if I'm the 19.
We were so close to Bragdor!
You were. Yeah. So you should have took him with you. Well, we wouldn't leave.
We tried! You said you wouldn't leave.
Next party nearly killed him.
Oh.
I had to stop him again.